with Nikki and DeMello in the morning. That's all I need in my life. More music and more fun. Nikki and DeMello when you wake up.
97.3 Coast FM.
It's just DeMello, I know. Says Nikki and DeMello on the tin, but she's, I'm calling her a sales rep. She's taking the sales rep's holiday. She's taken today off. Been very clever with her usage of holidays to turn this into quite the long weekend. I suspect she's not the only one that's decided to do that. So if you are indeed doing that, you probably wouldn't be up right now. So half your luck for continuing to sleep, if that is indeed the situation. If you are amongst the rest of us that are continuing to charge on because it isn't public holiday territory and it isn't double demerits and stuff, I salute you. Hey, a couple of reasons to celebrate in the sporting world over the weekend. The Wildcats, 88-76 victory over southeast Melbourne last night. Even a dose of quarantine couldn't hold them down. And Perth Scorchers have continued an amazing recovery in the BBL. They defeated Melbourne Stars to complete their journey from, I don't know what happened there, but from bottom to the top of the BBL ladder. After such an inauspicious start to the season, they are looking like serious contenders now. They got one more game left in the regular season tomorrow against Brisbane. And then it's finals territory, and who knows what's going to happen there. WA cricket back looking promising again. Let's not jinx it now, though. Anyway, now, how's this for an international story that I'm sure you want to hear about? It's not the richest prize in a lottery, but a lucky Michigan lottery player holds the winning ticket for a jackpot of more than, are you ready for this? $1 billion. Not a million. That's a billion with a B, the third largest prize in US lottery history, as it turns out. The Mega Millions top prize have been growing since September when it was reset to $20 million. Reset to, that's where it started from. The odds of winning the $1 plus billion, quite steep. It was a 1 in 302.5 million chance. I mean, look, it's, you know, you wouldn't think that the chance of winning $1 billion is ever going to be easy. The full jackpot in US is $1.05 billion or 1.36 billion Aussie dollars will be paid to the winner if they opt for an annuity, basically where they sort of pay them in installments, 30 annual installments. Although most winners choose a cash prize. So they're still waiting for someone to come and claim it at this stage. Most winners choose to go the straight-up cash prize. And if they do that, they don't quite get the full whack, which in this case, if they choose the money up front, would be $776.6 million before taxes and $557 million after taxes. It's a tough choice, that, but I think I could probably hold out to get paid the full $1 billion. Imagine winning $1 billion. Anyway, there we go. Someone in Michigan, very lucky indeed. And look, probably the other big news out of the weekend is Conor McGregor. Didn't last two rounds before Dustin Poirier knocked him out in their weekend UFC bout. And it was Poirier's wife who I think probably had the best response to it all.
I told you!
And look, given that the divorce rate and separations are currently on the rise, given the world of COVID, it's nice to hear some relationships are looking strong, isn't it?
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
Okay, well, we're in the midst of the Australia Day celebrations. Mandurah's longest Australia Day, even if it's not officially one, continues with the Water Laser Light Spectacular back at 8:15 and 9 tonight. The Great Aussie Barbecue happens from 2 till 7 today. That's got international food, carnival rides and amusements, plus lots of other goodness happening at the Mandurah Skate Park. And then, of course, there's citizenship awards and ceremonies happening tomorrow on the public holiday. Our website has all the info you need, coastlive.com.au. Now, as our Scottish brethren would probably know, January 25 is Burns Night. Hey, celebrating Scotland's favourite poet and indeed author of Auld Lang Syne, Robbie Burns. So if you hear the pipers, you'll understand. That's why. Okay? January 25 is acknowledged too by many, I don't know who, I didn't realise, but apparently, as opposite day. That's right. You know, today's opposite day. But by declaring that, is it in fact not opposite day being opposite day? You know what I'm saying? It explodes. Anyway, so you can choose to use this as a chance to confuse everyone with generally bizarre behaviour. So for me, I guess, carry on as normal. Or you can try and do some positive things that you wouldn't do normally. Like if you, you know, don't exercise enough, opposite day you could start your marathon running or whatever. I don't know. And look, for something less controversial, it's also Bubble Wrap Appreciation Day. Let's be honest, what day isn't? But if you can't pop actual bubble wrap right now, you know, you could do it virtually. Just Google Snap Bubbles. There you go. And if that works, apologies to the workplaces whose productivity is about to take a dive. Now, one of the most popular cookbooks in Victorian Britain, Mrs. Beaton's Book of Household Management, despite the fact that it was pretty much the gold standard for cookery books for many years, in fact, is still considered to be like the OG, the original gangster when it comes to cookbooks. And indeed, you know, the book that is credited with laying the groundwork for the likes of Nigella Lawson these days, did have a few oddities in it, I think it's fair to say. For example, Mrs. Beaton recommended cooking pasta for 1 hour and 45 minutes and noted that potatoes are suspicious, at least in her opinion. Now, in my mind, she may well have been right about the potatoes. They are, let's face it, shifty characters. But 1 hour and 45 to cook pasta? Ah, that is not exactly what our Italian friends would call al dente, is it? It's more like al dodgy, maybe? Al destroyed, possibly? Maybe even, I don't know, El Dysentery?
97.3, Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
Now, with Nikki away, it's DeMello playing the part of your crack entertainment journalist, as opposed to your entertainment journalist on crack. Good. Bernard Tomic's girlfriend Vanessa Sierra has apologised after her comments slamming hotel quarantine made headlines, certainly around Australia, possibly around the world. She came under fire last week for a vlog from the hotel room that she's currently sharing with, of course, tennis star boyfriend Bernard Tomic, head of the Australian Open. In an attempt to give fans an insight into what her life looked like, the 26-year-old complained about the food and, if you remember, having to wash her own hair, which she later said was taken out of context. Quote is, "It was not intended to upset anyone. It was just supposed to be lighthearted," which is what everyone says after they offend someone. Things are looking ugly for Christina Ricci, the former Casper star and from way back in the day, Adam's Family star from back in the movie version, initially filed for a restraining order against her husband, James Heerdegen, who she split from last July, earlier this week after she accused him of being physically abusive toward her for the last 7 years. Well, he's filed for a restraining order in reply, just days after she was granted the one against him. Do I feel shades of the Johnny Depp Amber Heard divorce here? Possibly. I feel like this is going to be a story that will be spread out and displayed in an ugly manner for a while yet. And of course, the big news out of the States over the weekend is that CNN star interviewer Larry King passed away on Saturday, aged 87. He died in Cedars-Sinai Medical Hospital in Los Angeles. And while no cause of death was given at the time, he'd been hospitalized with COVID-19. He was a long-time syndicated radio host in the States, but from 1985 through 2010, so from the very early days of CNN, he became a nightly fixture and won himself many honours in a role where he famously apparently never over-prepared.
What I worry about is where I think I know too much. The day I go into a studio saying I've asked all the questions and I've heard all the answers is the day I got to quit.
Which is perhaps best proved from this classic chat with Jerry Seinfeld.
180 episodes.
You gave it up, right?
I did, sir.
They didn't cancel you. You canceled them.
You're not aware of this?
No, I'm asking you.
You think I got canceled? Are you under the impression that I got canceled?
Have I hurt you, Jerry?
I thought that was pretty well documented.
Is this still CNN? Don't most shows go down a little?
Most people do also.
You would.
But... Yeah, no, I went off the air. I was the number one show on television, Larry.
You were.
Do you know who I am?
Jewish guy, Brooklyn.
Yes.
Okay.
Larry King was 87.
Nikki and DeMello. 97.3, Coast FM.